following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, sir, buddy. That's kind of how it rolls here on this episode, number 216. Oh, my goodness. So, hey, how's it going? Recorded on this part of it, at least. I tend to do this part on the day I release it, which in this particular case is the first day of April of 2018. It is Easter Sunday. It's also April Fool's Day. And I guess I've outgrown it. most of us have. Most of us find it pretty silly. There has been a trend in the past that news outlets would often create some sort of fake, there's that word again, some phony news bit to get a chuckle out of you, you know, that kind of thing. And if you notice this year, that didn't really happen because, well, it would be easily mistaken for the real deal. We have so many crazy things that are happening in this world that it just seems sort of, well, silly for that to be the case, because I mean, my God, it's nuts. It is crazy. I'm laughing because when you think about it, you look around you and you see the absurdity of the things that are happening in the world, in our news, in our news cycle, and everybody pointing fingers at each other going, it's fake, bro. It's fake news. It's not real. It's just fake. You know, and everything gets labeled that. If you don't agree with it, then it becomes fake. that's how it is. We've given up on facts, you see, because facts, you know, never let the facts get in the way of a good story, because that's the old adage, especially in television news. And there was a video that I'd come across, I put up on my Facebook page the other day, yesterday, late last night, whenever it was. It's still there. It has not been taken down. It's a video of a compilation that somebody had put together of all the, not all of them, but a good number of television news broadcasters that work for Sinclair Broadcasting, all reading the same exact script, and they're all bitching about fake news. And their quest for integrity, you know, that kind of bullshit. And it's all I wrote was corporate broadcast much. And when you've got a major broadcaster like Sinclair that does, they're trying to, you know, people have gotten pretty smart. It seems the opposite, but people have gotten really rather smart. We're inundated, of course, with all sorts of just really bizarre things that are happening in the news. And we've gotten to the point now, I think, as a society, that we're pretty good at telling that stuff apart. We have to be. I mean, because, you know, if you just go by what one source is saying, then you're just going to have that one belief, and that seems to be the norm. Edward R. Murrow would be, well, he'd be freaked out if he were alive right now, and he's probably glad he's dead, I guess. But you look at, you know, all right, let's look at Fox News, or don't, actually. They if it's not pro president, man, they're not going to talk about it at all, and they're going to spin it their way. On the same side of, or the other side of the coin too, I mean, there's other outlets that are vastly different, and if it's not, you know, anti president, then, you know, they're not going to talk about it. So, I mean, somewhere in the middle lies the fact, lies the reality, and that's where you kind of have to go. I'm not going to sit here and tell you about, you know, what you should and shouldn't do. I'm just sort of amused that here we are on the 1st of April Fool's Day, which is also Easter, mind you. It'll happen again in 11 years, by the way. It hadn't happened for 256 years, and it'll happen again in 11 years, April 1st being Easter. Any rate, I digress. The whole notion of April Fool's pranks kind of have died off, thankfully, because I've never been a fan. I see the prank videos that show up in social media, and they're just, most of them are cruel, and I don't think that's cool at all. You shouldn't do that. There's, you know, the air horn on the cat type of thing, you know, there was a video of some girl that was trying to prank her dog. and she had set up like a cellophane saran wrap barrier across the doorway, and she got the dog to chase her down the hall, and she was going to jump over that thing, and the dog was going to run into it. Oh, that's just fine comedy there. Oh, God. Well, as karma would have it, she's the one that ran into it and went face first into the hallway floor, which, you know, that to me was sort of amusing because that, you know, because the dog was like, the hell, you know, he backed out of it completely. But yeah, all that stuff, just I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. And right now, I think we're all kind of, I don't know, we're sort of living an incredibly bizarre April Fool's Day prank right now. It's sad. It really is, because that's just it's the unfortunate world that we live in, and I don't know what else to tell you on that deal. So if you're expecting some type of an April Fool joke from me, ain't happening. So relax, okay? But what I can tell you is we've got a great show for you. We had the Memphis Snake Doctors in the studio a couple of weeks back, I guess it was, and we had a large time in there. So yeah, it was a lot of laughs, a lot of fun. So yeah, there we go. We'll get into it. It's coming up next right here from Radioland.
Keep calm and haunt on with Historical Haunts, Memphis Haunted Tour Company. Ancient burial mounds, yellow fever, maritime disasters, Victorian murders, and ghost stories are all a part of the Memphis dark history. Join Historical Haunts for a spirited night out on the Haunted Memphis Bus Tour, Haunted Pub Crawl, the Woodruff Fontaine House Ghost Tour, or one of our other spooky tours and events. Check out our website for all of the exciting ghost tours and ghost haunts at historicalhauntsmemphis.com.
The Memphis Snake Doctors are in the house. What do you say? We'll start with you, Gary. What's up, man?
Oh, you know, we're very, very glad to be here. You know,
we're glad to have you.
Thanks. Yeah, I told all my friends I was hoping either one of them would listen, you know, but I got a call. Somebody couldn't find in. They didn't even know he had a computer. So Jerry is there.
He didn't even know he had a computer. Yeah.
We are glad to be here, that's for sure.
Well, it's been a while. It's been probably a little over a year or so since you guys have been down here.
Probably more like two or three.
Is it?
Three or four.
Yeah.
Three or four in this room? Yeah. We've only been here for three, so there's that.
And it was that.
It was right after we got here, wasn't it?
Yeah. It must have been the first year you were doing it.
Yeah, it must have been. Yeah, that first year we moved. Because we came down here, like, it was October of 13, I think. 13?
Yeah, it was not too long after that.
Not too long that you guys came down here, and we had the space to spread out and bring some musicians down here and have some fun. But we're glad to have you guys down here, and I know that the band has gone through a little bit of a change.
Yeah, one of the founders, Dr. Tom Stafford, he was really too smart for our own good.
He was a doctor, for God's sake.
He got offered the head of a doctoral program, I think it's for Louisiana State, something like that.
Oh, good.
Go down to Monroe. He got a fully tenured position and a substantial amount of money. He said, boys, I can't pass this up. So we wished him well.
Well, that's what you got to do.
We kind of remade ourselves with the addition of the Holzimer clan. Father and son team.
Well, it works. It works out really well. So who all's in the lineup tonight?
Well, we have one of the founders of the band, I guess the only remaining founder here, and that's Steve Bishop. And then
I'm the funk doctor.
The funk doctor.
Yeah.
And then back behind him is Greg Taylor, beating the skins.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
The rhythm doctor. And then Michael Holzimer on the guitar and a vocal or two.
He's the king snake.
Right. And then his son, Dylan, who, by the way, just graduated University of Memphis Law School.
Congratulations.
And passed the bar on the first time. So we're real proud of him.
You cheated your ass off on that, didn't you?
I'm glad he did.
Passed the bar on the first time. Hell, I haven't passed a bar yet.
You'll get there eventually.
And then there's yours truly, Gary Wagner. Very happy to be here. This is the first band I've ever played with, so I have nothing to
say. So you're the rookie here. You're the fresh meat, if you will.
Well, with the exception of Dylan.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. I've played in bands before.
Okay, I guess that makes me the rookie by default.
I guess so. Well, how's that experience working out for you, this being the first band you've ever played in? And is this something that you find that it's – did it crack up to what it's supposed to be for you?
How long has it been, Jerry?
I got to tell you, I'm living a fantasy. I really am. I started playing, you know, when I was 60, and I've been with them 5 years now. And it's something I'd always thought about, but something, you know, that I never did.
Yeah.
And then – They had a gig, I guess it's 5 years ago, and the harp player left. We'd played together, you know, for fun a few times. Something to do with paternity suit, wasn't it? I don't remember. But anyway, they invited me to practice once and play, and we meshed, and Steve invited me to join, and I jumped at it, and we've been doing it ever since. And I'm having the time of my life.
Good. As long as you're having a good time, it doesn't really matter, right? You know?
That's right. And, I look forward to it every time we practice, every time we play. So it's a wonderful experience for me.
It ain't working if you're having a good time, right?
And he's our most enthusiastic band member.
He was the first one in the parking lot this tonight.
He gets most of our gigs, and he's ready to play. We're going to be playing the Cooper Young Run again this year.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Cause
I haven't even told these guys.
Oh, okay.
You guys, you've been booked.
And we're playing back at the Horseshoe Lake thing in September, which was a real scream, playing for all the boats and things out there.
Oh yeah.
But I told Steve, I said, Steve, you know, if you just let me stay with you, I'll make up in enthusiasm what I lack in talent. So, Steve.
So were you begging to be into the thing, man? Please, I just want to be here. It's all good. As the old saying goes, if you're having fun, you're not working.
Absolutely.
Amen. You know, and that's a good thing, you know. Yeah, we're going to talk about that invention of yours, or a couple of inventions of yours, a little bit later on. We got all night with it, you found a way to really help out any musician out there, and it's a cool idea.
Okay,
I think it's a cottage industry for you.
Camera, I'll show
them. Oh yeah, we can do that. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a lot of fun. Well, with that in mind, what do you say we drop into a tune here and light it up and see what we got? You want to do it?
Sure. How about it, Steve?
This is a warm up song.
Oh, you're making excuses already, are you?
Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I go home with you? And tell your mama, your daddy, I'm a little schoolboy too. Looking pretty, baby. I don't need nobody else. Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I go home with you? Well, about to break a day, because of the way that you treat me, I just got to stay away. Baby, I love you, I just can't help myself. And you're so good looking, pretty baby. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a way to warm it up. Yeah, the old classic. As creepy as the words of that song really are.
That's why we love it.
Yeah, I know, right? That's
you got to start nasty.
You got to start nasty, and you got to work it from there. That's the way it works. Speaking of which, are you guys playing a bunch out there? With the new lineup? I mean,
we haven't been playing much. We've really been practicing on trying to get it, you know, tight. And you bring in, you know, two fifths of the band, new people. You gotta do their songs, and got to get used to the way they're doing things.
Right,
we want to sound like we're all playing the same song. You know,
well, that helps.
We're playing the Delta Blues one.
Oh yeah!
Gig for us.
That's a great spot. Yeah.
But we've just not
get on the mic.
Play bars that much.
Yeah.
We've been there. We've done that. We played Beale Street, and you know it's just not.
Beale Street is its own animal.
It really is, and you know it's.
We really have a lot of fun playing private parties and things because it's like we get to go to this party. You know, and
sure.
We have as much fun as anybody there, I promise you.
Well, that's good. No, that's important. If the band's having a good time, then everybody's going to be having a good time. Yeah.
Top of the Artesian was nice.
Yeah, we played. They've got a new condo downtown, and the Artesian, really nice. Has some really top-rate people there. And they invited us to play. It was their inaugural roof deck party, and you get the great view of the river everything.
It's like on South Main area? Is it around there?
It's right there by the bridge. It's by the old Holiday Inn Rivermont. It's a 16-story building that's there.
Oh, yeah.
Played for David Porter a couple times. Yeah,
David Porter.
Oh, there. Yeah?
Pat Halloran lives there.
So up there with the fancy folk.
Yeah, it's nice.
They didn't throw you off the roof of it, so it's all good, right?
They invited us back a few times, didn't they?
Yeah, they've had us back for pool parties and other parties.
With the spring and summer coming up, you'll probably pick up a few more of those gigs.
Sure,
yeah,
I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
One of my projects was working down there, so I got to meet everybody that lives there. So
that's good.
They all know me.
That's real good.
We're going to do Help the Poor by B.B. King live at the Regal, 1968.
Okay. All right.
Listen to my plea. I lost courage till I found you. God would take to pull me through. Help the poor, baby. Help poor. Say you will. Say you'll help me all. Make it no longer in this world alone. Oh, I'm begging you, baby, please, in my eyes with love. Don't you realize I need help, baby, help for me.
You're my inspiration, baby. You.
How in the world could I be anything?
Help the poor. Won't you help for me? Have a heart now, mama. Listen to my plea. Oh, I lost my courage until I found you.
You got
the things you pulled me through. Help the poor.
Baby, help for me.
mama, listen to my plea. Oh, I lost my courage until I found you.
You got
the things to pull me through. Help the poor.
B.B. King.
Nice.
Yeah, nice job there. The Memphis Snake Doctors here at Radio Memphis. Some folks have been tuned in on the Facebook Live over here that Mark has been going about here. And somebody had Alexander said, I got to get me some of that snake oil. Not sure what he means by that, but... I don't know.
Everything's for sale.
Everything is for sale. Yes, certainly that is the case. I know that you guys have at least one record out.
It's an old one. We've got some. I think perhaps maybe one, maybe two people that are here.
We were live at Sun Studios.
Yeah,
that was the Live at Sun Studios record. It's a fun record. It really is. I mean, I know it goes back, but it's available where sold, right? That kind of thing, right? Yeah, well, I'm fortunate just to have it. But yeah, Mark brought me another copy of it.
Okay. So. Yeah, it's very rare and very expensive. And if you call me or write your number on a 20, I'll get one back.
We'll burn you a copy. We'll make it happen for you. So before I forget it, are you guys online and social media and all that other place?
We have a Facebook page, a Memphis Snake Doctor's Facebook page.
There you go. So there you go. Look them up on Facebook. All your dates and all that fun stuff are up there. Yeah. Well, cool. You guys ready to keep going? You want to play some more?
We're going to try Rufus Thomas.
Oh, my. The world's oldest teenager.
It fits right in.
Yes, sir.
Lay it out there, fellas.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three, four.
Don't know how to do it, I'll show you how.
sir. Yeah, a little Rufus.
That's always a crowd pleaser. They always get into that.
Well, you can't help but not. Yeah. That's the thing. I got to ask you, man. This is the first time you're playing in a band, but you play harp very well. I mean, what is that? Were you sitting around in prison playing harp? I mean, where did this come from?
Well, it's a semi-interesting story. My father.
I knew it would be.
My father was a member of the 101st Airborne, and he served in World War II.
Yeah.
And he had a harmonica with him, and he had a friend named Clarence Sykes that he searched for years afterwards, but I digress. But he said that's what got him through the war with his sanity. He and Clarence with his guitar.
Playing some music in the war. Yeah.
So he taught me to play the harmonica when I was just a little fella, you know. I call it campfire music. Whispering Hope, Red River Valley, coming around.
Oh, yeah. Sons of the Pioneers type stuff. Yeah.
And then in 1987, I saw something in University of Memphis Extending Education said, learn to play the blues harp.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wow, how about that? It's a fella named Randy Bird. I don't know. He was, I think he was Mr. Frazier or something.
I've heard the name, yes.
He's a wonderful player. And there were, I would say, perhaps 20, 25 people in there. And there were two kinds of people. There were musicians that wanted to pick up another instrument or to find what they were doing. And then there were non-musicians that wanted to learn to play a first instrument. And after, it was a 10-week course, after maybe the first 4 or 5 weeks, all the non-musicians had dropped out because it wasn't that kind of thing.
Right.
And if you had a feel for the turnaround and a feel for the beat and everything. But to me, it was a real epiphany. You know, wow, so that's how it's done. You know, and it's all done with the shape of your mouth, and it's done by essentially playing the harmonica backwards. Instead of blowing in it, you're really sucking on it, you know. And in that way, you're able to bend the notes.
And you're creating different sounds.
And we even had Billy Gibbons come in.
Oh, my God.
He had come in, you know.
He's awesome.
With his beard and everything. Yeah. He was sitting in the back of the class like anybody else. And Randy said, is that Billy Gibbons?
Said, it's the Reverend himself, yeah.
I'll go ask him.
Yeah.
And it was. And he came in just to see if he could pick up a few licks, and he did. And,
wow.
And he and Randy became, good friends because Randy played a number of bands.
Billy still comes to Memphis, quite a bit.
So, anyway, my father taught me how to get some music out of it, and I really learned how to play the blues at the University of Memphis.
Yeah, because harmonica is one of those things that you don't, it's kind of hard to teach, first and foremost, because you have to do some things internally that you can't put a hands on, you know?
And that's why, son,
you got to twist your tongue like this, you know?
And I think that's why all the non-musicians dropped out, because if he had been teaching to play campfire music, I think they would have done just fine. But you've really got to have the feel for it, and that's why I really like the blues, because you've got the progression that I keep running in my head, so we know where we've been, where we are, and where we're going.
Right.
And that enables us to, improvise and rarely play a song the same way twice.
Well, of course.
Yeah. It sounds like we know exactly what we're doing. Well, I think that's the beauty of the blues.
It is. Yeah, it certainly is. So did you spend a lot of time, once you figured it out, just playing along with records and, trying to emulate like Little Walter and those cats?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I played mostly for my own amusement and sometimes for the aggravation of others, but rarely.
It does. It works. I can't argue with the method. That's for sure. You know.
But the thing I like about the harmonica, I'm never without one, and it has a virtue of being able to be carried in your shirt pocket.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's portable. Yeah, big time.
So I always take it camping or canoeing or wherever I may be, and if there's a lull in the action, play the harmonica. It's always proved to be a crowd pleaser. You know.
That's brilliant. That's really good. No, yeah, you got it down. I can tell you that. And
thank you.
It sounded good from my end. Nobody's complaining online, so you got that going for you.
That's assuming anybody's listening.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a few. There's a few out there.
All right. I figured 15, 20. All right.
That's about right. Yeah, that's about right. Yeah. Maybe about 9 or 10. I don't know. Somewhere there. Well, let's continue on. How about another tune before we hit the break?
All right. We're going to do this is a Sun House by way of a couple other people by way of me, so who knows who the hell started it.
Oh, okay, then. All right. We'll let you go with it. Eat. Sun House. I like that. I've always loved that song, too, because it's just so cynical and fun, you know. Gonna be a Baptist preacher so I don't have to work. Perhaps I've missed my calling. Thank you for pointing that out to me there. The Memphis Snake Doctor's here hanging out in the studio with us tonight. Making some noise, having some fun. We're just swapping stories off the air. What you people don't need to know, y'all just keep it to yourselves. We're having a good time down here. We were talking a lot about just, you know, how certain sounds happen and certain things happen. And we were talking, Mark was, he had explained that Brandon gets that harp sound out of a Fender Bassman amp. I know you're kind of, you know.
I'll have to try and find one of those just to see what I can do with it.
I know harp players tend to be sort of, if you'll pardon the phrase, amp whores.
I've got about four of them.
That's what I thought.
Still trying to find that right sound.
You're only playing in your first band, for God's sake, and you already got four amps. But that's what happens, though, because you're trying to identify your own sound with that. Yeah.
Right. I'm not there yet, but I'm thinking about breeding them.
You should. An amp line. Yeah. But see, you're also quite the engineer because you have brought forth a bucket. And it's and I guess this is now as good a time as any to talk about it, because, you know, when bands wind up playing, especially like down on Beale Street, where it's 10% of the bar and your tips, you gotta have some action on the tips, and there's always some creative stuff or patter that comes. You're gonna have to carry that. There you go. Those of you online looking at the feed, you can see this bucket with this green tips word up in there. It's LEDs. He's got lights on this thing. You showed us the engineering behind it, and it's pretty remarkable. It's not as simple as you think it is, because you did that by scratch.
Yeah, the difficult part was drilling all the holes for the letters, tips, and then soldering all of the LEDs individually.
Yeah, because they're individual. It's not a strip that you run through.
It took forever. The electronics, runs off, I think, four AA batteries and a 9-volt battery. And you can set the length and the duration and
so you can go to a pattern. Or,
yeah.
Turn it on. Turn on, because Mark's over here. He's got it on the Facebook Live over there.
And this is the bail switch, because if you take it out to the audience and put it in their face, they cannot ignore it.
It's on the handle.
They can't just look the other way.
Well, what's more important, though, is the fact that this thing simply doubles what you are pulling in on a nightly haul on that bucket, right?
Yeah, that's right. It has essentially had the effect of doubling our tip income. You know, if I could figure out some way to mass produce the words tips in a section, I'd make them. You know, but it just takes forever to solder them up.
It's a $50 tip bucket, you bitch. Come on, you want to make? You'll make it back after a night.
Give us a dollar. Come on now.
But what you got? But it's also measures. Yeah, exactly, and it's got a foot switch and it's remote control. You can just go nuts with this damn thing, and
they come in and drop some money and it hangs off the end of my mic stand, and I can tap it and it'll light up, you know, like an on the air switch. And
sure.
Take, you know, and then come back and put some more money in there, and then you can just turn it on and it'll do it by itself. You can leave it alone and it'll come on from time to time.
You should have brought the speedboat.
Yeah. I should have brought the speedboat. But see, it'll blink by itself just to let everybody know that it is a tip bucket. They can't say they didn't know it wasn't a tip bucket.
Because it is. It says
right
tips.
There,
yeah.
It says tips. And if
that's really, really cool. And if it helps bring in a couple of extra bucks over the course of a night, it really works out. Because I have seen a lot of bands try and work that tip bucket, and they'll sing songs to it, and they'll do like a whole little 4 or 5 minute bit with it. But that thing just does it. It works for you.
Well, my stick is I use a wireless rig, so I'll take the bucket out there. If it won't come, they won't come to the bucket. The bucket will go to them.
There you go. So. Yeah, it's like passing the plate at church. Yeah, why not? You know, it's
The drone. We're not quite there yet with the drone.
You know? So that's just working toward
the drone.
Oh, yeah, tell them about the speedboat in the lake.
Yeah, you do have, you have a water version of this thing, an aquatic version.
We were playing a gig out at Horseshoe Lake, and I'm trying to figure out, how am I going to get a tip bucket out to those guys? There's 20, 30 boats out there. So they had this really cheap little speedboat at Harbor Freight, my favorite place.
Oh, it's a great place, yeah.
And, you know, and you got that 25% off coupon.
Hell yeah.
So I rigged a net and had a friend of mine dressed in a pirate's hat standing on top of the thing. He was gabbing it out there. And we did really well considering nobody takes money out with them on their boat. Yeah, and so this year we're going to be promoting the heck out of it, and hope they will. You know, we'll have a real treasure galleon come on back in.
You need to get the band logo, the paint job on the boat. You know, so they know exactly what they're giving their money to. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Get too much change,
though
it'll sink.
Yeah.
Don't put any quarters in there.
No quarters or bullion.
Yeah. Well, and I like, speaking of which, you've got a false bottom in that thing, so like a quarter won't short it out.
Yeah, right. You know, when
because if you're that
come
cheap,
up with a roll of pennies or something.
Yeah. You know, just keep it. Yeah. Cheap bastards. Oh, come on. Throw a fiver in it. Move along. Speaking of moving along, how about another tune? What do you guys want to get into here?
This is the Originals tune.
An Originals.
Original.
Yeah, there's like a story behind this too, isn't there? Yeah,
this is a co-write with Dr. Stanley Eisen from Christian Brothers University. So any former students out there, go by school, or any current students, go by school and say, Dr. Stan, I heard this song you wrote last night on the radio.
Well, okay then. What's it called?
It's a Frasier love song, for those of you that know Memphis. It's called If You Won't Put Out, What the Hell Good Are You?
Oh, God, please play it. Play the hell out of it. My God, guys, come on.
Always a favorite of the ladies.
Well, if you won't put out, what the hell good are you? If you're closing your playground, I guess that means we are through. If you wanna leave, that's okay. I didn't get much action from you anyway. Just leave my dog and truck here, and everything will be okay. Oh,
dined you in, I treated you like a gentleman should. I even tried to get me just a little bit of what I could. If you ain't really interested playing a game, your rejection won't drive me insane. Because if you don't put out, what the hell good are you? Oh, one more time, yeah. Because if you don't put out, what the hell good are you? One more time. Yes, if you won't put out, what the hell good are you?
Ah. That's what you'd hear in the parking lot at Albert's Cabins. You know, that's about right. You need to call Mick over at the Stones and say, hey, we got a tune for you guys. You know, it's awesome. These degenerates down here.
It's been way too long.
I know. It's been a while.
The last time they were here was phenomenal.
It was like 2-3 years ago when this band was down here, and there was, of course, very different personnel. And I remember Dr. Tom was a little nervous about this whole thing.
He's always nervous.
And I went to ask a couple of questions, right? I was, you know, as you do.
Exactly.
And, you know, it was like, you know, kind of getting to let the audience kind of get to know who everybody was. And I said, so you guys are like, you know, a Memphis blues outfit, you know, where you come from? And he goes, oh, yeah, we play. 1, 2, 3. And away it went. And it was 3 hours of just solid music. And it was so much fun. And I just sat here and I'm like, well, this is the easiest night I've ever had.
It was like
great.
Our own studio concert.
It was fantastic. And everybody at home was like, wow, I'm getting like this 3-hour set from this band. And you guys did not stop. And I know you guys have gone through a lot of changes and some things. And taking, you know, you're acting a little bit different direction, but what you're doing is sounding fantastic. And this guy over here on the harp, I mean, what the hell?
Thank you. Yeah, Tom wasn't much of a conversationalist.
Wasn't. He still isn't. It's not like he's dead, for God's sake. I mean, come on. He's at home listening, cussing you right now.
He's a good musician.
He's a good musician.
No, you guys do great. And how, I mean, if you look at the entire history, and I have to, I guess, I ask you, Steve, I mean, you were like one of the founding guys. I mean, the Snake Doctors have been around for a long time.
Yeah, I met him around 2004, somewhere in there.
Yeah, 2004.
At the P&H Cafe.
An open jam thing.
Yeah.
That's why I'm
there. Oh, wow.
A lot of bands came out of the P&H in the day. The Poor and Hungry, that's where it's at.
Yeah.
It's still doing it, too.
Yeah. Used to be in a Bush League back in the 90s.
P&H. What was your average?
The Bush League for the P&H. Whoa, what's your average?
I hate it on the dying, though, you know.
Of course.
Oh. No, it's oh, it's cool. You guys are awesome.
Somebody booted me off. I wasn't going to say nothing.
Yeah,
right.
Well.
I got beat by a 2, all right? What do you want me to say?
So what, there's a dice league out of the P&H? Is that what that is?
No, the dykes are next door.
No, dice. Come on, dice.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't care. I mean, nobody cares.
Okay.
I know.
You know, a 5 is the best. Yeah, you know.
Wow. Which reminds me of a story of a friend of mine he's an electrician, and he was doing some work at that place that you were talking about, and it was like in the middle of the day, and he was fixing a cooler or something, and he went into whatever bathroom that was available to him, because he was kind of confused and a bit lost, but he had to take a leak, and he said, in comes this I guess a regular. And out comes a shoehorn.
Yeah.
The shoehorn lesbian.
Yeah.
And I learned about the whole thing, about that whole thing. And he said it blew his mind. He said they were standing there like a couple of guys at the urinal just having a leak, except she had a shoehorn. And then walked over to the sink, washed everything up, and put, oh, yeah, have a nice day. You know, it's one of those things. And, you know, to each their own. I mean, it's great.
Don't get me wrong. It's like, I like going over there. If you got one, you got two.
There's always something there. Some good entertainment there as well. And before we descend any further into that madness,
yes.
How about a little something from the Memphis Snake Doctors, fellas? What do y'all want to do? What are you getting into? What do you
hit it?
What kind of noise?
We're gonna do
the Blues Brothers.
A little bit of Blues Brothers.
Oh yeah.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Oh
yeah.
We're
gonna try.
No.
Gonna try. There's no trying in here. It's.
Hey.
One, two, three, four.
She complicated, left me a mute to ride. She complicated, and left me a mute to ride. Well, my baby complicated, and left me a mute to ride. Her train pulled out, and I swung on behind, and I am crazy about her. Woman of mine, land my baby long. Good God Almighty, she's tall. Well, you know my baby's long. Good God Almighty, she's tall. Well, my baby, she's long. My baby, she's tall. She's whistling in the kitchen and I'm out in the hall, and I am crazy about her. That heart, and it woman of mine. I love my baby now, she's so fine. I wish she'd come by and see me sometimes. She don't believe I love her. Look at her whole eye, man. She don't believe I need her. Look at the shape
Brothers, little Dan Aykroyd over there working it.
What fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It's great fun. Let's grab another. What do you want to do?
We're going to try a little Van Morrison, some Irish blues.
Some Irish blues, yeah.
When the fog hung
whistle blow, I'll be coming home. When that foghorn whistle blows,
I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like back in the days of old. And together we will fly away into the mystic. Just like back in the days of old, and together we will float away into the mystic.
And a little blues there from there, the Irish blues.
That's Irish blues.
That's Irish blues. You can't get around that right there. That's all right. How come the day after Halloween, the candy is on the cheap, but the day after St. Patty's Day, the liquor ain't?
One of life's major conundrums.
I think we need to work something out here. We need to, like, write our congressman or something.
Whoever's going to win county mayor needs to fix that.
Well, I know there is some talk that here in Shelby County there is some serious talk that liquor sales may open up on Sundays.
Really?
Yeah,
it works for me.
So you don't have to plan ahead on Friday or Saturday. It looks pretty. The tax revenue looks pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. It's either that or going to legalize pot, and I think they'll go with the Sunday liquor before they legalize the weed. I think. Exactly. I think. We're hanging out here with the Memphis Snake Doctors and having some fun, playing some blues, making some noise, doing what you're supposed to do, I guess, and or whatever, as it were. Go find the Snake Doctors up on the Facebook and figure out what they're going on and go book them for a gig.
Right.
You want to do something?
Hit it. This is a John Prine song.
John Prine.
Thank you.
French fries. Oh, I don't want your car. I don't want to buy no sup from the new movie star. You are so much louder than the show I want to hear. With your sugarless gum, gee, but I'm dumb. Non-alcoholic beer. It's enough to make a grown man blow up his TV.
Quit hollering at me.
Say, seems like a little woman, she's getting larger every day. You don't have to tell those neighbors, a little silence ain't no sin, cause they already think my name is. Where in the hell have you been? Louder, 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 louder,
let me be. Quit hollering at me. Quit hollering at me.
At the end of the day, when there ain't no one around, just me here in the fence post, baby, and we're staring each other down. Great big bunch of nothing that's driving me insane, cause there ain't no voice louder than the one trapped inside of your brain. Hey, you go on, go on, go on, go on, go on, and let me be. Quit hollering at me. Quit hollering at me. Whoa, 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 sweet serenity. Quit hollering at me. Quit hollering at me. Quit hollering at me.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Very nice. I've been wanting to ask you guys, how's the father-son dynamic working with this whole thing here?
I'll let my son talk about it. He's,
I mean, I know there's a little a this, a little that, right? You know,
yeah, it's just a joy to be around him and play with him. I can't say more than that.
That's a proud father until he shows up and goes, hey, screw that old man.
Yeah. Oh, no, but now
I don't mean to, you know, put words in anybody's mouth. But Dylan, Dylan, get on the mic over here and you know, how did this happen? I mean, you come walking into this thing here and now you're singing with your old man.
So Pop has known Stephen Bishop since you guys were in what, college or something like
yeah,
that?
About 40 years actually. Yeah, Stephen about 40 and I've years, known yeah. each other and you know, when they lost the professor, they didn't gig or play for a while, and Stephen and I have been kind of gigging at his house on Wednesdays with another bunch of guys, acoustic music.
Yeah.
And then electric on Sunday mornings, of all things. We go to church over another guy's house, and we kind of jam. It's kind of a jam band there with the good Dr. Eisen, the professor over at CBU, and Dr. David Allen in Nelson Strother's. Dr. David Allen's a psychiatrist. So we have a resident psychiatrist in that band. We get
That probably fixes some issues that might come up.
Yeah, certainly, especially pharmaceutically.
Yeah.
Because we...
I know, but anyhow, Stephen said, well, we're thinking about starting the band up. Michael, why don't you come over? You know Greg. You've played a little bit with him. And meet Gary, and we'll show you the set we do and play, and then we'll see what happens. And so I did, and they said, yeah, okay, that'll fit. And then I said, well, okay, I know the slide player. He's kind of a young guy, but this guy really is good. He's a good slide player. He may come over and play with us. I'll check with him and see what his schedule's like. So the next practice, I showed up with Dylan, and they just went, oh, yeah.
What's funny is I'd played in college bands, and then I hadn't done anything because I was in law school. And then, oddly enough, for some reason, I decided the perfect time to start playing in a band again is when I'm studying for the bar exam.
That's perfect.
I'm going to have free time.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have enough
time. Yeah, I don't have enough time for that. No.
I said, why not? Just kind of gone from there.
No, it works out. So, but no, because your slide work is really, really good.
Well, I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate what you're doing. Are you over there playing in standard, or are you working?
No, this is open E.
You're playing everything in open E.
I do Duane Allman style, where it's just all open E, everything else. Because, you know, I grew up listening to Duane Allman and Elmore James and Derek Trucks. And Derek Trucks especially, he's figured out how to do stuff in open E, and especially with...
So you can swap in keys inside of open E, right?
Exactly.
Without a capo.
Yeah. And it's if you figure out, like, Sonny Landreth has a thing where he plays in open E minor.
Yeah.
Because he does more stuff in open E. But if you figured out, he does a trick where he slides and then he presses down behind the slide.
Right,
stuff.
Right.
And I figured that it's actually a perfect way to play an open E normal, like Duane Allman, because then you have a minor chord where you have the slide playing the bar, and then all you have to do is press down.
Right behind it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's this weird kind of haunting, it's almost like an organ, like a Hammond-type sound, which is why I love doing it. So.
Well, it works out for you.
Almost like a string or an organ.
So, and you taught him everything, didn't you?
Yeah. Sure. Of course. I put a record on and said, you know, you need to listen to this guy.
I
played an open G because my wife has this old K guitar. It's really a beautiful
guitar. Is fantastic.
It's she had it when she was a child, and I wouldn't let her throw it away. But the action on it is so high, and it's got no truss rod in the neck.
Yeah, yeah.
So the only thing I could tune it to was open G. So I do open G a lot. Dylan does open E, and so. You know, he would hear me play that a little bit, and he'd go, what is that, when he was younger? And I'd say, well, this is this. Or if we were driving on the car, I'd go, yeah, this is McKinley Morganfield. This is Muddy Waters. This is the best guy in the universe.
I mean, I grew up Muddy Waters playing in the house. That was...
You
don't get a better education than that.
So were you playing around with the records then? I mean, you listen to the records and play with them?
I didn't start playing the records until I was about high school. And then, you know, I went through the classic high school metalhead phase of AC/DC.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
But when I was in high school, actually, our high school had a jazz band. And we called it a jazz band, but it was really a soul band.
Yeah.
So we would do Hold On, I'm Coming, Hummingbird. You know,
so you're all into the stack stuff, right?
Yeah, all the stack stuff. So I grew up, like, I learned how to play slide on stack stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So I grew up learning how to play, you know, because I went to high school with a bunch of those John Mayer, Stevie Ray type, just play everything super flashy. So I learned how to play on the back end, which for slide, that's the perfect environment to be in because you understand where you need to come in, where you need to come out.
Oh, sure.
And you don't have to be flashy about it. So it's just been absolutely fantastic.
So that's a good education right then and of itself.
I mean, you can't ask for better.
Oh, screw this law school shit. You know.
Well, I've already got the degree, so I got to get some.
What are you
going to
do? Go sack groceries and say, I'm a lawyer.
Somewhere.
I know.
They actually had a really good CD put out in one Downbeat High School.
Yeah, we used to put CDs out in the Downbeat magazine. They're probably still out there.
Yeah, Downbeat is still
there.
Yeah.
that year. So yeah. they were hot. They had
we played at the Freedom. We actually, the greatest disappointment of my professional career, we actually played at the International Freedom Awards. One year, I think it was my junior year in high school, and Ellen Johnson Sirleaf got an award. Al Gore was there, and B.B. King was supposed to be there.
Right.
So we had this whole, we had Hummingbird all worked up. I played this beautiful slide solo on it. B.B. Yeah. King had been in L.A. playing with U2 until like 3 o'clock in the morning the night before. So he was asleep in his trailer. So I'm playing this beautiful rendition to B.B. King, and he's not there.
He's just sound asleep.
It's like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, but that's okay.
You can't blame him after that, you know?
No. But you got to work the crowd, and that's where it's
exactly.
at, you know?
That
you
was
know.
The beautiful thing about it.
Yeah, so. The crowd is everything. It's not just the guy that you're trying to tribute, you know? No, that's great.
It was an incredible experience, so I'm... You know, I can't complain about it.
All right, so out of school, past the bar, ready to go. You're not going to, you know, shelve your guitar work, I hope.
Oh, God, no. That's the only thing that's keeping me sane at this point.
It's a retirement plan is what it could be.
Exactly. I mean, I've been working as a tour guide on Beale Street, and I've been playing guitar for 5 years and getting paid for it. So, I get to be as goofy as I want on the weekends. What more can I ask for? The day job pays the bills. The weekend is like, all right, let me tell some terrible jokes and play some guitar. Why not?
I know a guy that works at the DA's office. You know, he's one of the prosecutors, you know, and he's a big rock and roller. And he's like, dude, if I didn't play rock and roll or hard rock, metal, I would lose my marbles.
You got to have some kind of stress relief, you know, so you might as well do something.
Sure. That's great. Well, Dylan, you're doing a great job, my
friend.
Thank
you. I appreciate it.
It's sounding great. As we begin to wind it down, I'm thinking that we're about here to the show closer here. What do you guys want to? What do you guys, what note you want to go out on? It's really good.
What do you want to go out on, Statesboro
Blues. Oh, you want to go Statesboro? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We
can try it. All right.
Try it. You guys have been saying try all night, for God's sake. You've been doing it all night.
We could do Mary Had a Little Lamb and then do Statesboro.
You can do whatever you want to do. It's your time. I'm along for the ride. It is all you guys. It's the Memphis Snake Doctors, ladies and gentlemen.
I wish I could hear the vocals. I wish you could too. We're going to give this a shot.
Hey, Dylan.
Yeah.
A little more from you.
Yeah, I got you.
A little up. Tear it up, kids.
1, 2, 3. Blue. Woke up this morning, having Statesboro Blue.
like a doggone queen.
There it is, the Statesboro Blues, the Memphis Snake Doctors, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Yeah, keep going. You want to do another? Go.
What do you want there?
Baggage claim.
Baggage claim.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got to switch guitars on this whole thing. Oh,
you'll love this song.
I'm sure I will. We've all been there.
It's slow, but it's fun.
It's slow, but it's fun. Hey, the best time is when it's slow.
Thank you.
know I bet I'm 10 feet tall. Be bulletproof, handsome, I'll be wall to wall. I have arms around my baby, give her all the love I have. We'll be steaming up the windows of that yellow taxpayer. I got one more thing to do.
Sir, there you go. The Memphis Snake Doctors at Radio Memphis. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you guys. You know, come by anytime.
That's the best we ever done that song.
Thank you guys. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much.
The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical supplies and gifts. We stock candles, herbs, gemstones, incense, salt lamps, and more. We also host monthly rituals and events for those looking to get together with like-minded people. And the Broom Closet is the only place you can get your cards read by me, Reverend Emily. I'm an ordained Wiccan minister and Reiki master. Book your next tarot reading and see what's in the cards for you. Discover conscious living and being connected to an awesome community. The Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop is located in downtown Memphis, or visit our online store at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet, where magic begins.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Sitting on his cojones right here in the studio.
And we've been calling ourselves Something Better. That's our band name.
Something Better. Right. Where'd that? Where, how much tequila was involved in coming up with that name?
No, I don't.
That's why I asked that question, really. I mean... Something better. Well, you hearing stuff out there and say, hey, we're gonna do something better?
Is, I don't know. I was
you being competitive? You're drawing a line in the sand, say, come at me?
We had a name, Fresh Green Blues, but then she just had like a visionary breakthrough.
I just was trying to think of something better than Fresh Green Blues.
I couldn't remember it, honestly. You had told us at the workshop, and I go, what was that name? I remember Josh and Maddie.
Right.
Fresh Greens and Blues works.
Yeah,
it works. Well, sure it does. Because... Right, as was it the old saying in blues, in blues in general, if it's green, I'm good with it, you know?
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Yeah, there you go. That's what's coming up next time here on the old show. From Radioland. I got to tell you, I meant to tell you this earlier. I got out. yeah, I got out all right. I escaped. I actually went and took part in a bit of, social graces of some sort. I made a public appearance. I went to... And I kind of got, it wasn't chastised, but I was joked about it. It was like, oh, wow, Rick is finally out. He's out in public. What the hell happened? I went to a really neat place that I'd never been to before. And it's on South Main. It's called South Main Sounds. It's run by my friend Mark Parcell. And if you're ever going to be in the Memphis area on a Friday night, you need to step in there and go check it out. It doesn't cost you a dime to go in there. It's a really neat place. They have live music in there, and it's a singer songwriter type thing, and it's a lot of fun. And I had a delightful time in there last Friday night. And like I said, it doesn't really, he has beer and wine for sale, of course, but and he's also got water and sodas and stuff like that. But if you go there for the music, man, you're going to have you a large time. It's fantastic. It's on South Main, right across from the train station, which is under construction. But
It is it's called South Main Sounds. Go by there, go say hey to Mark, tell him Rick sent you, and have you a big time. So I'll probably be going back. I've got a few things I want to do down there, and it's just like I said, it's a great spot. So head on down there to South Main Sounds and say hey, Rick was talking about this place. Because when I got in there, everybody was like, hey, it's Rick. Hey, what are you doing here? This looks odd. You look strangely strange when you're not in the studio. Yeah, it's that. It was one of those. But it was fun. So there you go. I had to give them a little bit of a plug. So such is that. All right, kids, I got to go. I got to get out of here. I got a big show tonight down at the studio. Got to head back over there. So until then, please take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. And for God's sake, stop shooting each other, all right? I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been from Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.